Blog Talk Radio.
I
omega in between.
You to sing that last verse again, please. It was Dr. Pentecost who stated, when the Lord told Moses, when he asked, whom shall I say has sent me? The Lord said to the great lawgiver, you tell them I am that I am has sent you. And let me tell you what he was then. He still is today. Thank you, Greg. Mama, praise God.
Father to child,
Father to child,
Spirit to To know your way, to know your way. alla torta. Se le parole copre del di angela. This is my heart cry, Lord. Calling, I will answer. Drawing, I will come. Lord, my God, oh, I
keep on calling.
I will
answer.
Oh,
keep on drawing. Drawing, I will come.
Keep on calling.
No! My sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless and welcome each and every one of you this morning in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm not feeling too well, but we're going to move forward into prayers this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. We honor you, Almighty God. We praise you, Almighty God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Lord, we say thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way. Thank you for watching over us as we slept through the night. Thank you, Lord, for your kindness, for your goodness, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Jesus. For Jesus, we honor you. We praise you. We worship you, Jesus, in the beauty of your holiness. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, O God. You are awesome. There's no one like you. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for our families. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our spouses. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for grandchildren. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for each and every one that's here this morning and their families. We said thank you, Lord. Thank you for our sisters and our brothers, our siblings. Thank you for our nieces and our nephews, oh God. Lord, we said thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. We honor you, Jesus. Hallelujah, we praise you, O God. Hallelujah, we bless your name. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us. Lord, forgive us of all our sins, sins of omission, and sins of commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And we cry unto you for mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. Have mercy. Be merciful unto us, O God. Rain down your mercy upon us, O God. Your mercy, O God. Have mercy. Lord, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon each and every one of us. Have mercy upon our siblings. Have mercy, O God, upon our spouses, our nieces, our nephews. Your mercy is on you every morning. Bring down your mercy upon us. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. We soak the service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us. We soak our thoughts, our minds in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, O God. We soak this environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. Our transportation, our cars in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, let the blood speak for us. Oh, Father, the blood of Jesus. The blood, every cell in our bodies, the blood of Jesus. Every tissue in our bodies, the blood of Jesus. Every organ we soak in the blood of Jesus, every system. In the blood of Jesus, we soak ourselves in the blood of Jesus. We soak our ways in the blood of Jesus. Our homes in the blood of Jesus. Soak their service in the blood of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, in our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put the full armor on, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Father, we put the armor on ourselves, on our children, in the name of Jesus, on our spouses, on our nieces, our nephews, on each and every one of us, on our siblings, in the name of Jesus. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the armor, O God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, O God, to send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us, and do your bidding in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. O Father God, send your holy angels to be with our children. Let your holy angels that are assigned to our children be with them. Let your holy angels be with our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. Let your holy angels be with all the members of our Aimed and our Empress Tabernacle Ministers. Your holy angels, O God, in the name of Jesus, guiding, protecting us, doing your bidding. O Father God, in the name of Jesus, let your holy angels be with our spouses, guiding and protecting and doing your biddings, warring on our behalf. Father God, we need divine angelic assistance in the name of Jesus. O Father, we thank you and we bless you. We praise you, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oriyama sanderia kuye nekayamase. Yeke yama koye neke yeneke yama sotoria karamasa. Hallelujah, ramasete tere koromosete tereka. Oriyama sanderia kuye neka. Holy Spirit, move in our midst. Holy Spirit, move in our midst. Holy Spirit, move in our lives. Move in this service. Move, Holy Ghost, in every area of our lives. Let there be light. Let your light shine forth so others can see and glorify your name. In the name of Jesus, oh, Holy Ghost, let there be light. Father God, uproot everything in our lives that bring glory and honor to your name. Father, we surrender our hearts to you. Take our stony hearts and give us hearts of flesh. Teach us to love as you love. Teach us to forgive as you forgive in the name of Jesus. Help us in our walk with you, O God. Lord, we need you every second. Lord, we need you every hour. Lord, we need you every moment. We need you, Jesus. We need you, O God. We need you, O God. We need you, Jesus. Father God, Jehovah Jireh, we thank you for provision. We thank you for blessing us exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think or ask of. We thank you for shielding us with your favor. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for favor, oh God. We thank you for the favor of protection, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the favor of covering, oh God. We thank you for the favor of nourishing, oh God, for provision, oh God. In the name of Jesus, abundant blessings, oh God. We thank you, Lord, forgive us, God, for being ungrateful, oh God. Forgive us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, forgive us for murmuring. Forgive us for complaining, oh God. You've been good to us more than we've been to ourselves. Oh God, forgive us, oh God. Have mercy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we are grateful. We don't want to be like the 10 lepers and only one turned back. not say, turn back to worship. Did not turn back to say thank you. But Lord, we want you to know we are grateful. We are so grateful to you. We are all grateful to you. We will not take. We bless you. We cast every work of darkness, seen and unseen, known and unknown, against our lives, against our destinies, against this ministry in the name of Jesus. Oh God, only the people of God, the prayers of God, will be manifested in our lives. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall stand. Father God, weeping may endure in the night, but joy comes in the morning. This is the joy, oh God, your unspeakable joy. Your God, your unspeakable joy, take us from favor to favor, from glory to glory, from strength in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh God. We walk with you. Walk with us, oh God. We need you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, this morning, oh God, we lift up Mother Brooks and her family in the name of Jesus. Father God, going, we pray for her daughter who just lost her husband. We pray, Lord, that you will comfort the family in their hour of bereavement, oh God. In the name of Jesus, comfort them, oh God. Comfort them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, family, comfort the family, oh God. Give them beautiful ashes. Give them a garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the family, oh God, the children. We pray for the wife, oh God. We pray for Mother Brooks, oh God, the whole family. Lord, Holy Spirit, comfort them in the hour of mourning. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for the family of Kathleen Thomas, oh God, Cole. Lord, they laid her to rest yesterday. Oh, Father God, we pray that her vision will continue, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to comfort her sons, her whole family, oh God, to mourn her loss, her friends, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know the absence in the body is present with the Lord. When we die in Christ, we are okay. Hallelujah. But Father God, those that are left behind, grieve, we grieve for those of our loved ones, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the Father God, you said there will be mourning in Mount Zion. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray for Kathleen's family. I pray for Mother Brooks' family in the name of Jesus. And all those who have their family and relatives that they have lost in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I pray for those that are sick. I pray for healing in the name of Jesus. Father God, heal spiritually. We pray for spiritual healing, emotional healing, physical healing in the name of Jesus. Father God, renew our minds, our thoughts, oh God. Let the mind of Christ be in you, be in us. Let us walk by your spirit. For God, embrace us in your love in the name of Jesus. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. We are weak, oh God, but you are strong. For God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father God, help us. We admit our weaknesses. Father God, strengthen us. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, strengthen us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Be with us, oh God. Be with us, oh God. We need you. We need you, Jesus. Make the crooked places straight. Make a way where there seems no big way. Help us in our walk, oh God. Help us, oh God. Lord, you are our shepherd. Hallelujah. Lead us, guide us. Help us, oh God. Oh God, show us the way. You are the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to you, God, but through Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to follow Jesus. Help us to be with him, following him. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you know who everyone has on this morning. You know what they need, oh God. You know what they're praying for, oh God. Provide, oh God. Father, they are riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Provide, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, help us. Help us to value. Help us to value to value your presence, to value your anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. Father, I pray, oh God, for those that sent their offering every week from yesterday, oh God. Yeah. Lord, and for today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to bless the offering. We ask you to breathe on the offering, oh God. Father God, provide exceedingly, abundantly, above all that they can think or act of. Father God, bless the work of their hands. Bless for the work of their hands in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh God. We thank, we bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We bless your name. Help us to love as you love. Help us to forgive as you forgive. Help us, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, once again, I want to welcome each and every one of you this morning. As I was meditating this morning before we came out, and I'm not going to keep you long, I'm just going to just give you a few minutes. I just heard these two words. Follow me. Follow me. Then Jesus told his disciples, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Matthew 4:19 says, and he said to them, follow, I will make you fishers of men. Matthew 9:9, as Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said unto him, follow me. And he rose and followed him. Matthew 9:21, Jesus said to him, if you will be perfect, go, sell what you possess, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. Matthew 10:38, whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. John 10:27 says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, follow me. And Jesus said to him, follow me, and leave the dead to bury their own dead. John 16:36, anyone serve me, he must follow me. And where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serve me, the Lord will honor him. Luke 9:23, and he said, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. 31:32, so Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John 8:12, again Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Calling the crowd to him with his disciples, he said, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Luke 18:22. But Jesus heard this, he said to him, one thing you still lack, sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Come and follow me. And Jesus, Mark 10:21, and Jesus looking at him, loved him and said, you lack one thing. Go sell you all that you have, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Come and follow me. John 1:43, the next day Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He called Philip and said to him, follow me. Mark 2:24, and as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax booth. And he said to him, follow me. And he rose and followed him. 1 Corinthians 11:1, be imitators of me, Christ. Matthew 4:20, immediately he left the nets and follow him. Follow me. Hallelujah. Follow me. Him. Do not follow man's ideas, man's doctrines, the doctrines of the world, man's ideas, what they think, but follow Christ. Follow Christ. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. Follow Christ. Follow me, he said. We have pastors. We have leaders. By their fruits, you shall know them. And there's nothing wrong, because I'm a leader also. But we ourselves have to totally and completely follow Christ and be imitators, like Paul said. Imitators, 1 Corinthians 11:1. Be imitators of me as I am in Christ. We should be in Christ as leaders, living a life that is pleasing to God. Walking after his spirit and not his flesh. Seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness. Following him as our example. The gospel is about Jesus Christ. So God is saying, follow me. Follow me. Read the Bible. When you read the Bible, you read in the Word of God. The whole Bible points to Jesus Christ. How did Jesus, what would Jesus do? How did he live? What did he do? Hallelujah. That's why he said, I will send the Holy Spirit who will lead and teach you and guide you and will open our eyes of understanding and give us revelation as we study the word, as we seek him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds. The problem is now the world, the church is following the world instead of the world following the church. It's a big problem. Follow, we got to follow Jesus. Got to go back. Go back. It's not too late for the kingdom of God. So go back. It's not too late. But sons and daughters will repent and follow after Jesus. Only Jesus. My brothers and sisters, only what we do for Christ will last. Yes, honor God's servant. But if the servant habitually not living in the right way, how can you follow? How can you take? No, we have to follow Christ. Follow Christ. Follow Christ. I want you to pay attention. I'm going to be expounding by God's grace. Follow me. He took the tax collector. Follow me. But in other words, I know you're an accountant. I know you this. I know you that. When you follow him, what happens when the disciples follow? He taught them. He showed them. Then they follow him. Look what the gospel is all over the world. Because those disciples, except for Judas, they followed Jesus. When they followed Jesus, others follow after them because they followed Jesus. We got to look at ourselves in our families. Maybe outside we're one way and inside we're another way. But so our children see us, our grandchildren see us, our spouses see us. Do they see the love of Christ in us? Do they see Christ in us? Because if they do see Christ in us, how can they follow Christ? Because we are supposed to be an example. Follow. Father, we thank you this morning. We praise you. We worship you. Where you lead us, we'll follow you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, in the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, blessed week. Following only Jesus'